Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stay out there in some parts, according to a few of our listeners. Be careful if you're out there. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennen. And our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Put that on your speed dial. Congressman Kevin Cramer not here yet, but he'll be here momentarily. And the talk radio town hall will crank up. In the meantime, Brian and Bismarck, Rick and Ross want to weigh in. And this caller with a word to motorists out there in this fog.
Solar eclipse is happening.
All right, let's see here. I don't want to hear about a solar eclipse.
A solar eclipse, huh?
That's exactly right. Do you, Todd?
Nah.
Where is it? Here we go. There we go. Now we're ready. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm out here doing my my deliveries like I do every day, and it's really foggy. Could you please pass the word along for these people to turn their headlights on? You know, I really can't see any better with my headlights on, but I sure can see them when they're coming. I can't see them sometimes when they don't have them on. Might create a problem for them and me, you know. Please turn your headlights on. I mean, people, use your heads out here. It's your life and mine. Have a good day.
All right. Good advice. So foggy in a lot of parts. Put those headlights on, for crying out loud. Even a piece of legislation that would require that now. North Dakota, but I've increased the fines because, as I recall, many times we've had the highway patrol on, and it currently is the law that you need to have them on. So, Brian and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, just real quick, I think we really just need to leave Michelle alone on this, and, you know, it just really makes the real issues that we have like we're just constantly blaming them for everything. I think that she made a statement and we should stand behind that. If she wanted to honor their culture, like, you know, you wear a Japanese uniform, I think that's just fine, but I don't think we need to be so hard on her. And
I appreciate that call, Brian. I'm going to get Rick and Ross here quickly, and then Congressman Cramer's waiting. We'll move on and hit all the talk radio topics today on the program. Go ahead, Rick. You're up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm happy with Miss Obama not wearing her headscarf. I think that's fine. I'm happier, actually, that Obama didn't bow, personally, you know, as the President of the United States. But another perspective is to put it in perspective, and you go to any beach in the United States, or just about any beach, and women wear two pieces on the bathing suit, top and bottom. You go to most European countries, I've been all over, and very many topless beaches. You know, I spent a lot of time in Spain, southern Spain, and you go down to the beach there, and women are topless. It's optional. Another nice thing is there's no titty bars. So, you know, to each his own. You know, I respect everybody's culture, but Obama, I think she was right. She was making...
All right, Rick, and you're right there with others. Congressman Kevin Cramer, maybe you want to weigh in on this international incident first up, and then we'll tackle any other topics. Benny and Fargo already waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall today here on the program. But the fact that the First Lady did not wear a scarf in Saudi Arabia at the palace has caused a little bit of an international incident. I said, you know, look, maybe it's time for Saudi Arabia to... you know, get into the 21st century here, and that'd be okay. But some folks have said it's, you know, not the proper protocol or etiquette when you're visiting, you know, another state. What's your take on this?
You know, Scott, this is the first I've heard about it, but I'm quite certain that there are plenty of international incidents that have been the result of our president's lack of understanding or diligence about it or not caring, that are a lot bigger than this one. So my initial reaction is I'm not going to worry too much about it. And, you know, it's interesting you say it's maybe Saudi Arabia should get with the current century. The irony in a lot of this is that so much of what we're talking about in terms of, you know, the culture clash going on globally right now that's led to people in the White House not being willing to, you know, call extreme Islamic terrorism, for example, it's ironic that that now we're having a discussion like this over a scarf when there are so many bigger ones that I think we need to deal with and put on the table in an honest discussion.
Fair point, for sure. There are bigger fish to fry. Betty in Fargo for Congressman Kramer at 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Betty.
Hi, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Betty.
On April 25th, there will be a global march against geoengineers spraying of toxic chemicals from jets to manipulate the weather. My question is, what public law is there to protect us and the planet from airborne poisoning?
Betty, I'll have to check it out and get back to you on that. I'm sure there are some of those laws. For example, one of the things we'll have to check on is whether it would be governed under a state law or under a federal law, or a state implementation of a federal law. There are lots of various ways that it could be addressed. But let me check on it, and we'll try to get something answered before the end of the show. And if not, we'll take it up next week or get you a direct answer.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
What is the march, Betty? I missed what the march is.
It's a march against geoengineer spraying of toxic chemicals. It's on April 25th, and you can go to this website. Oh, no, I can't fix it now. Oh, it's GMACAG, if anybody wants to organize a march for that day.
All right. Very good, Betty. Thank you very much. I'm going to make a bold prediction here, Congressman Kramer. I bet that, given the environmental nature of the topic, will get a lot more coverage than the March for Life that you were part of last week. I don't know. What do you think?
It may very well. I don't know, Scott, but it is sort of ironic. Last week, as you know, I did participate in the march and was very touched, obviously, by the several hundred North Dakotans that were there, and certainly the Shanley students who carried the banner in the front of the line, and the other students from Catholic schools. It was just really fun to be a part of. And I have to admit, when I look at it and you see, and when I say a sea, I mean a sea of people, several hundred thousand, over half a million people marching for life, and it's an annual event, and it gets little to no coverage. And it's not only the largest event that takes place in has taken place in the Capitol Mall, it takes place every single year in the United States Capitol. But so be it. We march anyway because it all makes a difference.
Greg in Steele for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Greg. You're up.
Yes,
hi, Greg.
I was going to ask him if he's heard of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a treaty coming up.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So Greg's question was about the the TPA, otherwise known as the TPA, Trans-Pacific, TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a trade deal, for lack of a better term, a trade agreement being negotiated largely with Japan, of course, and Trans-Pacific states, countries, and then obviously the United States, Canada, and several other trading partners. And my sense of it is that the negotiations aren't going all that great, and frankly, prior to a TPP, there would, in all likelihood, be a TPA, which is a trade partnership or a trade promotion authority, which is granted to a president of either party, obviously, by the Congress, whereby the Congress empowers the president to negotiate, but first the Congress passes the terms under which he'd negotiate. In other words, it's a TPA is the ability for the people's representatives to set the parameters of the negotiation. If in fact that was to pass, then there would be the negotiation, and then the Congress would have an up or down vote on the deal when it was settled. Now the problem, and by the way, just so you know, and this is something I think you heard the president talk about in the State of the Union address. It's one of the very few issues that gets talked about consistently as a possible common ground between Republicans in Congress and the Democratic president, because as a principle, largely the pro-growth Republican Party supports TPA negotiating and then, the opportunity to vote up or down on trade agreements. The problem that we're running into now is that while most Democrats oppose TPA, while most Republicans support it in principle, the problem is that there's a lack of faith that this president and his administration would adhere to the parameters that Congress would set. And it's unfortunately a reputation he's earned by overreaching, what authorities he does have and taking authorities he doesn't even have. And so it's really become a trust issue between the branches of government that I think will make any type of an agreement like this very difficult. The TPP has, like most trade agreements, has wonderful opportunities for agriculture, North Dakota agriculture, other products to be traded. But no deal is good if the negotiation doesn't at least keep a level playing field, if not, favor ours. For example, Japan wants to allow certain types of products in, and obviously put tariffs on other types of products or not allow certain products in, and then you've got, that's just with the big trading partner. That doesn't even consider our other trading competitors like Canada. And a lot of it's, the focus agriculturally is on things like beef, of course, because there's tremendous opportunity again, and dairy, which, presents a lot of opportunity, but also a lot of challenges because of the different cultures and different positions and other trade agreements. My sense of it, Greg, is it's a very, very steep hill for the administration to climb.
Greg, I don't know if you have a follow-up. We'll have to do that on the other side of the break. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall continues straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Continue on. What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer's here every Wednesday with the Talk Radio Town Hall to answer your questions and comments on any and all issues. Toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll say that again good and slow for you. But we'd love for you to jot it down, put it in your speed dial so you have it for us. And by the way, we have a 24-hour line that we answer that you can call, you know, morning, noon, or night on a particular topic, question, the guest suggestion, whatever. That's 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave your message. Press 2 if we're live on the air to chat with us live on the air. And those are the same numbers that you, same options you get when you call us during the program on the K-Fire numbers, which is 701-258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Just to finish up on that last call, we have another caller concerned about Trade Promotion Authority. I'll roll down and you can finish your answer on that last question, and we'll go to Don in Bismarck who's waiting. Hang on.
Hey, good morning. This is Dave. They've got Obama wants to fast track this TPP Trans-Pacific Partnership through and get it approved. I'd urge everybody to call our senators to tell them no on fast tracking that. This is an agreement that they've done behind closed doors in secrecy that they don't know nothing about.
All right. Now, you touched on some of the concerns earlier, saying in general there's some good things in here, but, you know, the guy's in charge, not exactly, Lily White on this. Is he right that all it was done in secret?
Well, if it's done in secret, it's been the worst-kept secret in the world. So to the degree that it's secret, obviously negotiations between global partners, isn't done on C-SPAN. So, and that's part of what, as he called it, Fast Track or TPA, Trade Promotional Authority, is that it allows the administration the flexibility to negotiate on behalf of the country and the country's interests. Now, so to that degree, but here's why TPA is the way TPA is, and that is that TPA is granted to the administration, first of all, by Congress, and he's right about that. Dave's right that if you oppose it, certainly call me and call the senators and tell them no. But what Congress gets is a bite at the apple before the negotiation begins. In other words, if before TPA is granted to a president, it comes with the parameters that he can negotiate under. In other words, if there's certain things specific to a certain industry or a certain product or commodity or something like that, we as Congress through the people through their representatives in Congress set those parameters before the president and Department of State or trade representative goes into the negotiations. Then when the deal is negotiated and done, it comes back to Congress for an up or down vote to ensure that the principles that were place in the first place are there. Now, all of that said, of course, there's a trust problem with the particular negotiator, in this case, the president. And so I'm not sure that even though TPA is largely a Republican promoted or supported idea, and always has been, in this particular case, I think it's got a real steep hill to climb because of the lack of trust with the president.
Don in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes. Yesterday I was in the store where I looked at the labels on the cans, and I couldn't read them. They were in Spanish. That's kind of a minor drawback, maybe, but my feeling about all this, the U.S. Constitution is in English, and if your first language isn't English, this has some obvious drawbacks. And anyhow, I'd like to make a request that H.R. 997 be reintroduced to make English the official language of the United States. And I'd like Mr. Cramer's comment on all this.
Yeah, so I'm thanks for the call, Don. And I share some of your frustration. And I'm not, you said it was a minor setback to have the labels in Spanish. And I guess if they're in English and Spanish, it's a minor drawback. I understand that. And maybe it's an indication of our times. That said, I fully support English as the official language of the United States. I can't believe it's been this difficult to get done. And I'll check. I'm sure somebody has reintroduced it or has at least has it drafted and ready to drop in the hopper. But when they come around for co-sponsors, I'll certainly be on the bill.
All right, another caller came in earlier from a listener in Dunn Center.
Good morning, Scott. And this is a question for Congressman Kramer when he comes on. I just read that the resettlement of all these Muslims that are to come into North Dakota through the Lutheran Social Service, there's using them for seed communities. There's 260 scheduled to come into Fargo, 95 into Grand Forks, and 45 into Bismarck. And I just have a problem when we are fighting these Muslims and Taliban over there, and yet they're crucifying the Christians, and we're bringing the Muslims in. And I've got a real problem with our administration and the way they're handling this. And also, who's going to employ these people, and what employment features do they have? What are they going to do? Go out here and with a pitchfork and fork manure? Are they going to be on streets in Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck shoveling snow?
All right, there's a lot to unpack there. I want to talk about immigration and sure. What's happening with the legislation there. But first of all, specific to, and I haven't seen the story he's talking about. Evidently, there is some effort that happens from time to time that LSS is engaged in putting these folks in the communities. I haven't seen the story he's talking about. Is that something that requires congressional approval or?
Well, certainly not, Scott, but it does get back to, as you brought up, the immigration issue. So on the one hand, there's the, there's the federal policy that either allows or restricts or, supposedly regulates everything from guest workers and immigration, immigrants, of course, the borders. And there's a lot that's been happening on that, and I'm happy to sort of walk through that a little bit. So that would be the closest sort of congressional or federal piece of it. With regard to the resettlement of Muslims, one of the things I think that maybe the caller is experiencing, and I think it is worth having a discussion about, and that is, who are we to trust? Who are we to believe? Who are we to fear all Muslims because we're having a war on Islamic terror? Well, I don't believe we are. I don't believe we should fear all Muslims because we're having a war on extreme Islamic terrorists. But the fact that our administration, our president specifically, seems to be the only leader in the world that won't call it what it is, we are stuck in this situation where we don't know what it is. And the people he's supposedly leading aren't in a position to have the type of honest discussion that you can only have if you pull your head out of the sand and talk about the problem in the terms that everybody understands. I don't know another leader in the world that doesn't know or acknowledge that we are in a war with extreme Islam. In fact, I don't know a Muslim in the world that doesn't know that that's what we're in a war with. I don't think we do them any favors. And I think that what we hear from
call
the caller
it what
is
it
frustration
is.
That
yeah, we don't do them any favors by not calling it
what
it is.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. That's
very good
exactly
point.
Right.
Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Tom and Jamestown, we'll get you in here, too, on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on in our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. I'd love for you to sleep better. You'd be more attentive, see, to the radio program. So I do have some selfish desires in wanting you to sleep better, but you're also just going to be, you know, all around feel better about your day, doing what you got to do when you have a good night's sleep, and you will, trust me, with MyPillow. The National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, that's how good it is. And we have a way to celebrate that. 2-for-1 now on the original classic pillow. It's a great deal. All you do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, and get that great deal. 10-year warranty. You know they back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on that sucker for 59 nights and say, it's not really doing it for me. So there's no risk here, folks. MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Get that 2-for-1 deal while it lasts. All right. Our conversation continues as it does every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'm here to answer any of your questions or comments. Call us 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Tom and Jamestown, we're going to get to you in a minute here, but let's wrap up on this immigration thing. So pick up where you left off on the, you know, I'm sharing your frustration on the president, not even calling it what it is. And I'm also seeing some disagreement among Republicans now over the immigration reform. What stalled out here? We were making some progress last week and it stalled this week. What's
that? Well, yeah, so the new bill, remember going way back to last Congress, the Senate passed comprehensive immigration reform, and we didn't take it up in the Senate or in the House, and a lot of people criticized us for it because we weren't getting the job done, and we were saying that's because it's a bad bill. We're not going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. We're going to take up one issue at a time. And the first issue we took up, and this was a promise made by John Boehner and fulfilled by John Boehner, was the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill, where we made illegal the president's amnesty overreach, his executive orders, as well as several other memos from last year relating to and that led to, really, the influx, especially of unaccompanied children across the border. So we dealt with that, and that's now in the Senate's hands. This week, we also remember this week we had a problem in that we got a day late because of the northeastern storm. Really, we really lost the week because of the snowstorms in the northeast because many members were unable to get here. But we were scheduled originally to take up the next leg, and that is the border security bill. The House Republicans have said all along, we've said this since I got here, we're going to take up each issue one at a time. First one being border security. Secure the border with third-party verification that the border is, in fact, secure. And in doing that, we could gain the public trust and then start taking up the other pieces, like what to do about 11 million undocumented workers, of course, no amnesty, and then going on to the other legal immigration challenges, including interior security and H-1B visas, H-2A visas, work permits, what to do about spouses. All of these are big issues that have to be dealt with, but border security was to be first, absolutely first. Well, Chairman Mike McCaul, Chairman of the Homeland Security Committee or subcommittee, I guess it's a full committee, came out with the bill after full hearings, by the way, regular order, full hearings on border security. It's a very detailed, very prescriptive bill that identifies everything from walls and fences to National Guard, drones, manned aircraft, sea vessels, protecting our every inch of our border with great specificity, as well as third-party verification and whatnot. Well, right away, some groups, there are these groups in Washington that make money out of dividing conservatives. I mean, now they're saying, well, Boehner didn't really mean what he said. You know, it's like, okay, we got it, and send your $25, you know, here. But in doing so, they're now complaining about the border security bill, saying that it doesn't do enough about undocumented workers, and doesn't deal with the interior security. In other words, the illegals who got here through the air. They didn't come across the border. And it's like, but it's not intended to do that. It's intended to secure the border only. And so what we're seeing is this, you know, which is becoming a much more difficult sales pitch by some of the organizations, the outside groups, to say, well, yeah, they're doing it, but they don't really mean it. Or, you know, they're still trying to create this divide. So hopefully next week we'll be able to take up the border security bill. It's a very, very good bill. You know, again, negotiated in broad daylight in full regular order and full committee hearings, and we'll get it passed in the House hopefully next week, and then we can start on the next, you know, the next issue related to border security and related to immigration.
But there's no retreat. The House is going to continue pushing and getting this done.
No, we have to be honest. I mean, the Senate's not the House. Mitch McConnell has a higher threshold. He has a higher standard to meet. He has to get 60 votes on these bills. It's much harder for him to do that, but as far as the House goes, we keep... you know, we'll keep passing bills and keep sending them over.
Tom in Mayville is, let's see, well, there's Tom in Jamestown, then Tom in Mayville. I'll go to Tom in Jamestown first. He's been waiting the longest, then another Tom right behind him on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Tom Jamestown, go ahead.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tom.
On the issue of terrorism and the Obama's administration's fight against terrorism, at the top of the list, many people would feel is weapons of mass destruction and terrorists' access to those weapons, or potentially that they might have access to those weapons of mass destruction. That many people would say is at the top of the list, nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons. Do you feel, or from what you have learned since you've been in Congress, is the Obama administration doing everything they possibly can to keep this from happening? And if not, what are the major differences from what they're doing or not doing or attempting to do compared to the previous administration?
Sure, sure. No, great question. I think one of the areas where you can point specifically to where they've certainly come up short, one with regard to weapons of mass destruction specifically, of course, is Iran and nuclear ambitions. And that's an area, of course, where there's a pretty dramatic disagreement between not just House Republicans, but the majority of the House of Representatives, Republicans and Democrats, and same over in the Senate, with the Obama administration and their handling of the Iran nuclear program and the negotiation. And that's why you're seeing all this news about, you know, this uproar by the White House that Benjamin Netanyahu has been invited to address Congress, because we want to hear directly from our closest ally in the region that has the most to lose by a nuclear weapon being in the hands of Iran. So that's one area where I think, instead of protecting our interests in negotiating with the Iranians, instead they acknowledge their right to actually enrich uranium, which is a pretty bad starting place. That's one. The other area that might be even getting a little more specific, and believe me, mistakes have been made by all parties and with regard to this issue. But the situation in Syria, when it comes to chemical weapons, of course, we know that Assad has them, got them, used them. The president drew a bright line and said, if you ever use your chemical weapons, we're going to come after you with force. And then, of course, he backed off of that. And from that moment on, we've had a deterioration of respect, both by our allies and by our enemies. That said, what the president did do last year is, of course, came to Congress and requested authorization to arm and equip moderate Syrian rebels. It may be a little late for that. We've given him that authority. I support that authority, not because it's the best solution, but it's the only one that he's offered up. And we want to vet them, obviously, very carefully, and we've been assured by to the degree you can be assured by leaders in the Pentagon that they will be properly vetted as well as trained and whatnot. So those are just sort of a couple of specifics that come right to mind, Tom, with regard to specifically chemical weapons or weapons of mass destruction.
Appreciate the call.
What are your thoughts on it? I'd be curious as to what your thoughts are.
Well, I was reading a book last night about a 1999 report that was put out by the Clinton administration, believe it or not, and they talked about weapons of mass destruction and the idea that there are just so many different countries that may have access to these weapons, and as the Middle East becomes more and more unstable, there's more and more of a likelihood that these weapons could be acquired by terrorists and used directly against the United States. And one of the huge changes that has occurred during the Obama administration is that prior to his administration, we were able to capture terrorists, and through whatever terminology you might want to use, we were able to obtain information from them that would lead to other terrorists who may have information about pending terror attacks. And from what I have read, this is a huge change that makes us much, much more vulnerable to a terrorist attack with weapons of mass destruction. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't think there's any question. I mean, you look at the zeal with which he's emptying out Guantanamo Bay of killers terrorists. Look at even the zeal with which he delivered his State of the Union address a couple of weeks ago, where he specifically mentioned I've ended torture. Well, okay, nobody's for torture, but he's also ended the means by which we gain a lot of information that can be helpful. Intelligence. Here's part of the deal, though, Tom. I think going back to our earlier discussion about his unwillingness to refer to the cultural war that we're in with radical Islam, the fact that he won't acknowledge that and instead wants to treat this like a conventional war of some sort tells you that he's not really... He must not understand the nature of this threat, that we're not talking about people in a different color uniform or flying a different flag in a different geographic area. We are talking about as to quote Tony Blair, who spoke to us here, several weeks ago now, or 3-4 weeks ago now, we are not talking about, or this is not simply a gathering of fringe fanatics. We are talking about a spectrum of ideology. And if we don't acknowledge that it's an ideology we're up against, we're not going to be able to deal with it adequately. And so I think there's a sort of fundamental flaw in the president's approach to this whole war on, which he doesn't like to call it, but war on radical Islam.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Another Tom in Mayville with your question. We'll get that in before the break and the answer on the other side. Quickly, if you would, Tom.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Representative Kramer what the pulse is on the anchor baby thing. Is that going to be addressed in any new immigration laws? I think it's ridiculous. These people come across the border, have a baby, and all of a sudden we can't get the babies with a citizen, and we can't get rid of the parents either.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean, the issue of, I've never heard it referred to as anchor babies, but that's not a bad term. Anchor babies being that, of course, the babies are citizens, and therefore it gives some preferential status to the parent. That's part also with what we deal with the DACA laws. We talked about that in the Homeland Security appropriations where we
hold tight. Hang on, Kevin. We'll get the rest of your answer on the other side of the break. Tom, stay tuned for the rest of your answer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For the top of the hour, and this is the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Fastest hour on radio, bar none, because it just zooms by and we're there. One segment left here, and did you anything else you wanted to finish with for Tom?
Yeah, no, I was just, I think at the time we were talking about the DACA laws that, and we did reform them, dealing with, unaccompanied children or children that came across unaccompanied. Now, it's a little different than the anchor babies. The anchor babies were born here and they are, of course, citizens. And so all of this is part of what we need to deal with in immigration reform once we secure the border. But I'm going to go back to that. This is our main focus in the short run, is to secure our border first, because that has lots of implications, not just immigration implications, but national security implications as well. And once we do that, then we do have to start dealing with like I said, the DACA, the children that came unaccompanied, and the deferred action that the president has allowed. And what that means is that the president has said, if you came here as a child, or you know, even though your parents maybe not aren't here, or they're illegal, that we're going to defer any action against you for a couple of years, and in the meantime give you a work permit, and it's basically amnesty. And so we've reversed that in our bill. There'll be not even allowing renewals of people who are already on the DACA lists. And so it's a pretty hard line, to say the least. But there needs to be more done. But once we secure the borders, then we can take up the next issue and take them one at a time. And Scott, part of that is for transparency reasons. That's why we don't want to do a comprehensive bill. We want to do a bill that we move at the same pace as the public is interested in moving in terms of securing the border and then taking on legal immigration reform.
Rod, Bismarck, Phil, and Moorhead waiting for you, but just give me 30 seconds on each of the two biggest pieces of legislation that you did pass today that will go over to the Senate.
So this week we passed 12 human trafficking, sex trafficking, anti-human trafficking bills, 12 different directions, everything from resource disbursement to coordination of efforts, efficiencies, identifying the issue with various agencies, highlighting it, incenting states to pass things like safe harbor bills on human trafficking, which I know North Dakota is actually considering right now. We locked arms. Some of these bills were introduced by men, some by women, some Republicans, some Democrats. I think every vote got a unanimous vote, if I recall. There might have been I don't recall any red lights when we were voting on any of these bills. Now, we passed them all last Congress, too, but Harry Reid wouldn't take any of them up. We're pretty convinced now with the more reasonable Senate leadership that we can get them over to the Senate. The judiciary chairman's agreed to take them up. There are companion bills over there, and hopefully we can get those to the president's desk and help empower both our federal agencies as well as our state and local agencies a little bit in dealing with human trafficking. The other, we just passed a liquid natural gas permitting bill to streamline the process of permitting liquid natural gas export terminals. As you know, the United States is now the number one producer of natural gas. Most of our policies and rules are based on, of course, a resource scarcity. We now have a resource abundance in this country, and we have friends and allies that would sure love to have our oil, our natural gas, rather than have to rely on Vladimir Putin, for example, and other less friendly sources for the resource. And it grows our industry, it grows our jobs, it grows our national security and our influence across the world. So the Department of Energy has been very slow in permitting. We have 34 applications right now. Probably close to 30 of them are complete. In many cases, the NEPA process, the environmental process, is all done, and there have been determinations of no significant impact, and yet the DOE sits on the permit application. We're just saying, after 30 days of a completed study that finds no significant problems, we ought to issue the permit and start creating jobs.
All right, we have 2 minutes left, so that means 30-second questions and answers for Rod and Bismarck. Half a minute for your question, if you would.
Okay, thank you very much. Congressman Kramer, I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I know one thing that I want you to do, go out and campaign if possible for, and it's for our wounded warriors. I cannot believe in this country where we give money all over the world to everybody, whether they're friendly or not, we can't take care of our soldiers to the grave and their families. If you could get something going on that, I'll tell you what, I'll carry all the flags I can find for you. And we need somebody to be behind our soldiers. It's a volunteer army.
I'm in total agreement, Rod. We've been able to do some things even in sequestration mode here to increase funding for veterans programs, including wounded veterans, and certainly have fought back the administration on cuts to the benefits. But beyond that, we need to do a whole lot more, both in the public sector and the private sector. And that, to the degree my position is helpful, I'll attend any event I can. I'm not allowed to ask people for money, except for political purposes, but I'm happy to do whatever I can to lend my support, especially to the Wounded Warrior Project, which I think is one of the best, if not the best,
great point, Rob. Appreciate the call. Phil Moorhead, real quick, for Congressman Kramer.
Real quick, yeah. Say, how come our enemies over in the Middle East always have U.S. government-issued orange jumpsuits for their prisoners, and where did ISIS get all those Toyota trucks?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to check on that one and get back to you. I don't know if they're U.S. or not, but they very well could be. We'll check on it.
Orange jumpsuits, where they go? Yeah. I mean, they probably can get those anywhere, though, right? Why do
well,
we
they maybe can, but they may be made in the United States. I don't know. Or maybe, who knows? Who knows? But it is a good point. They do all, as you notice, they all wear the same kind of garb that our own federal prisoners wear and in many cases state prisoners wear.
Even Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the call. Thank you to all the callers. And didn't get to everybody, but darn near. And we'll do it again next week. So call early. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
The Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're out of time for today, but we'll be in Northwood tomorrow. Thanks to Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Darby Communications, and Teddy's Residential Suites for the What's in Your Town tour. God bless you, folks. See you then.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.